All right, Jordan Smith, Unadilla, nice first moto. Second moto, why'd you fall? That sucked.
First moto, I fell too on the first lap.
You did?
Yeah, I got like crossed over and I went sliding through like some watery mud and came back. I don't even know how I held on for like the first lap that I was riding, and then they tacked up nice. But I came back to like 10th, and then the second moto was out front good. And it was just hard to, you know, like keep goggles and stuff on a day like today. And then I fell over and then got up and still in pretty good position. I had to take my goggles off and was getting dirt in my eyes really bad. On the very last lap, I got roosted by a lapper and I couldn't see anything and I crashed. And
I must have missed that then.
Yeah, I crashed and lost like three spots with like three corners to go. So I
take back the good second moto then.
Yeah, I was pretty mad about that one. So, but
did you think about pulling in and getting goggles like a lot of guys did?
I thought about it, but it was kind of like too late in the moto. I felt like I was going to lose too much time, and I was just going to try and bring it home, and I was about three corners away from doing it.
Second moto, you know, if you hadn't fallen, you had that start. It seemed like the track hardened up. It seemed like the main line got pretty good.
Yeah, the main line was not bad. The corners were getting really deep, though, so that was really tough to, because you kind of had to move around. It was almost like the main line was good, but it wasn't even the fastest line at all the times, because you could kind of like blow through some slop and it was faster because it wasn't so deep. Yep. But it was like a lot more sketchy.
Yeah,
so
sketchy.
It was kind of like you pick your battles. So
also overall, one of those days that you look back and you'd be like, well, if this hadn't happened, could have been a top five easy.
Yeah, just stupid stuff, you know, me falling on the first lap, and you know, I had a good start in the first one too and got like not stuck in the mud, but just like kind of bogged down in a deep spot and lost spots, and then one of the guys I lost spots to hit me and I crashed, and it's just like, you know, just stuff that you look back on and you're just like, well, you know, it could have been a good day, but it wasn't. So
what's it like not having a parade lap either moto? Nobody went and did one. What is that like? I don't even know. I talked to Ferrandis, he's like, nah, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me too much. The hardest is whenever, well, the worst thing about it is whenever they groom a section and then the grooming stops, and so you're like not lined up with the lines that are already there, and then you get, you know, all out of whack. So that's the toughest part of it, I would say, but it's not too bad.
Were you aware they cut the screw you out first lap?
Yeah, they told us, so we were good on that one.
I was wondering about that.
And luckily, we went second today, so we were watching the 450, we saw that. Sure. So
last thing, you'll be watching the Chasing the Finding Stu vlog when it comes out, the two-parter?
Yeah, I might check it out. Right. We'll see.
Fantastic. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Cool. Have a good one.